This program contains strong sexual content. No one under the age of 18 is permitted to listen to or download the podcast in any manner. The host, guest, and performers are all over the age of 18. Rebroadcasting this podcast in any manner is strictly prohibited without the written consent of the owners of the Hot Wife Podcast. The commentary of this program is the sole opinion of its host or guest and does not reflect that of the opinion of the Hot Wife Podcast owners, agents, or representatives. This podcast is not meant to be taken as professional advice.
Hi, this is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast, where we discuss all the good, the bad, and the really erotic of the swinger lifestyle. Hello, everybody. This is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast.
Again, it should be now the Pothead Podcast.
Oh, do I have to go right into that right off the bat?
I'm going to take full advantage of it.
Oh, my God. All right. I'm under the influence of a little bit of cannabis,
more than
I'm used to.
And alcohol.
So I apologize for anything
We're going up front. With her.
Oh, see, I was afraid of that. Don't do that. That's just not even nice.
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Full advantage.
I apologize ahead of time.
My daughter more recently is moved in with us, and she is a cannabis user, and Donna lightly indulges, but not the smoking kind. She does the tinctures.
Tinctures, yeah, and they work
the oils,
well.
And it's for her pain, and it works fine. She doesn't get stoned, per se, but my daughter just was here and was leaving and gave Donna a big hit off of one of her little vape type pens or whatever the fuck
cartridges,
they are.
Yeah,
and it's a little stronger than what Donna's used to, so she's...
Yeah, if you hear Inigo
DeVita playing in the background, it's for Donna. So
I'm feeling good. Feeling good.
So anyway, you want to reach out to us, hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. If you want to see where Donna is and who she's doing.
You can find me at hotwifedonnalynn.com.
That was funny. Okay.
I'm just hoping I can even remember.
Hotwifedonnalynn.com. Yeah.
See what I'm doing, who I'm doing. And
again, we can't talk enough about Spunk Lube.
Spunk Lube is awesome.
It's a great product. In all honesty, we make no money from them. Mm-hmm. They're just a sponsor. They give us product. So we're not telling you because we benefit financially from it. We wish we did, but we don't.
That's fine.
You know,
using the product is great.
Yeah, no, the product, yes, we stand by it. It's non-sticky, most importantly.
That's what I
like about it. It's a good product. So we stand behind that. When you get to the checkout area, make sure you put in the word Hot Wife, all one word, and you will get a 10% discount on your order. So,
sweet deal.
Yeah. So anyway, I want to talk about 50 Shades of Pleasure.
Okay, you're going through the whole thing.
Yeah, it's getting out of the way now. So once we start rolling with the topic, we can keep going. Check out the free swinger type magazine. Basically aimed at swingers. There's no real nudity in it, but there's some racy articles, I guess. And it's free. Go to 50 Shades of Pleasure, FIFTY, not at 50. It's free. There's the first three issues are up there, and hope you enjoy it. According to my stats, for 3 months, I'm already up to 111 readers.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, I have more reads, but to actually, like, when it tracks the IP of like how many people read it, so I have 111 readers. So.
Because that's
it's good.
Keep doing it. I mean, it's fun.
It's something we're doing for fun, and we're not making money with it. Again, it's just something to complete the circle of, you know, trying to promote the swinger lifestyle. So hopefully you enjoy that. It's free. So anyway, what did you choose? I have a list of like 5 or 6 topics that I gave you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You know the one I'm going to pick. Come on.
Ass eating is not on
there. Yes. Actually, it could be.
Oh, okay, a version kinks. Of it. Kinks, okay.
All the different kinks that people are really into, and I'm indulging now and then, dabbling in some things. I'm getting outside my comfort zone.
You are expanding your
horizons.
Well, that too. You've moved from basically to say your normal type of sexual type of woman to you cover a lot of kinks.
And
you enjoy. We have shot plenty of videos for kinks.
Mm-hmm.
Some of which obviously we don't enjoy or partake in. Coming down on them, but like balloon popping, not one of our things.
Yeah, I don't understand.
We're not really foot fetish people.
No, I understand and appreciate the allure of them, but I don't think I could come to feet.
Yeah.
I think feet can be sexy.
Everyone's got their thing. I mean, but inside, that's one of the great things of inside the swinger community is you can have the fetish and you're not looked at weird.
No.
If you're with your vanilla friends and you're like, oh man, I worship my wife's feet.
And
your friends are going to be like, yeah, okay, you're fucked up. But if you're with swinger people and you go, man, I love feet. They're going to go like, that's cool.
Yeah, or somebody chime in.
I get that. Yeah, you know.
I think swingers take more of a risk.
Accepting. I don't think it's a risk. I think it's more accepting. Mickey had first met her and she told us that she asked us if we were swingers.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, how did you come to that conclusion? And she said, well, you guys are just so easygoing and just, you know, having fun and kid around. And she said, it's what I pictured swingers to do. Now, I've met a bunch of swingers that are, you know, a little more rigid.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, we have.
We tend to be a little more free flowing. But sexually, sexually, there's, you know, I think people were like, now, I'm not going to say all swingers.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some people are like, nope, we only do this. That's it. You know, but majority of them are like, okay, that's cool. You like that? That's awesome. That's great. You know, oh, we tried that once. It wasn't for us, but that's cool. You know?
Mm-hmm. But I think people, if they want to experience something, they can take that leap without criticism, like you just said, or having a group that's more accepting of those idiosyncrasies, as we can
in the vanilla world, where it's just you and your mate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you sit there and like, hey, honey, I'd really like to tie up and flog you. She's gonna, or he or she could go, fuck you, you're a sick fuck, you know. But the swinging world, they could sit there and go, you know, Bob and Betty are really, they're into that BDSM and like getting flogged, and like, I'd kind of like to try that. And the mate could go, well, you know what? It doesn't do it for me, but you know what?
Mm-hmm.
Talk to them. They'll do it to you. I'd love to, you know, watch you, see if you have fun with it. You know, so you can achieve your fantasies, your fetish, whatever you want to call it, a lot easier in the swinging world than you can in the vanilla world.
I agree. I mean, yeah, just because people just have a whole different view of sex. First of all, if you're going to be swinging, you're having sex with somebody who's not your partner. And that's, you know, that's a
sometimes.
Not
all the time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, but a lot of times. So if, you know, if you can step outside of that and not see that as cheating or whatever, then you can experience so many different avenues because you're already in a relationship that allows you to experience that.
Well, I think to become a swinger or to be a swinger, you have to have a more open mind.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
You know, I express my opinion about different things I don't like. But like I said 100 million times, just because I don't like it doesn't mean anything. I'm only concerned is if everyone is consenting and of age. Other than that, I don't have to like it.
No.
You know, like you've discovered eating a man's ass. I want done to me, really want to watch?
I really enjoyed eating his ass. I enjoyed it a lot more than what you would think. And you've been teasing me, but
I was like, but that's me.
I find it very arousing.
A woman in general, any shape, a woman's ass looks like it belongs in the air. Man's ass does not.
We have my said
opinion.
That before.
My opinion. Okay. But we can move on from that. I don't want to beat the ass eating to death.
You know? I thought it was very enjoyable from my point of view.
Yeah.
So, and that's all that matters.
And I'm fine with that. I'm glad that you know, you're chasing horizons and are open up to things. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like years ago, you weren't really, I mean, every once in a blue moon, you could play, I could play with your ass a little mm-hmm. bit. But now, recently, you know.
I almost prefer it.
Yeah. I mean, and our friend Jay wrote us an email. I don't know if you got to see it today.
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
And I forwarded it to you. You know, she talked about how she's gotten into the anal world, and they both come faster and enjoy it. And she likes the aspect of cum dripping out of her ass, like you said.
That is so hot. Yes, you did tell me about that this yeah. morning. So, yeah, and it's an evolution. It doesn't just, you know, you just say, oh, I'm going to start anal today. No, it's more like you have to get somebody who can play with you and tease your asshole, you know, maybe finger it, like, and, like, get you ready. Yeah. And then when that dick goes into your ass, I'm sorry, but that, I find, shut up. There's
you're
like
not
a
talking
rush.
About my ass. You're talking about yours.
My ass.
Oh, okay. Okay, I mean, talking about my ass for a minute. It's like, whoa,
we've talked about this before. If a dick goes in too deep, it'll hit a nerve in my left leg and it'll be numb. So I'm fucking this guy and I'm like, my left leg is numb because where their dick hits, like in my ass, it must hit a nerve on my left. Yeah, and I'm like, oh my God, he's in deep. My whole leg is numb. I can't feel anything. Like, this is the most fucked up sensation ever. I know. It's like, do I tell him or do I not? It's like, back off
your
a little bit.
I start switching. Your tongue comes out. Blah, 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 blah.
It's almost like his dick goes in that deep. It's hitting something, man. It's like, boom. Oh, there goes,
also,
there goes
you get
the leg.
Oh, and you get Tourette's. I think you get Tourette's. I've noticed that in the video we shot the other day. Or, you know, you're like, call me a dirty whore. Call me a dirty whore. It's like, where the hell did that come from? Jesus Christ. It must be Tourette's. He's dick hits a spot there. And Tourette's kicks.
Yeah,
it.
That's what it was. It's Tourette's, all right.
Sexual Tourette's. Is that a thing? I don't know. I'll have to look into that. You know, mild mannered woman, you know, housewife or whatever during the week. But man, she gets dick in her. She's like, I'm a dirty slut. Call me a dirty slut. Fill my pussy. Come. It's like, I don't know. Like, would that be sexual Tourette's?
I think you're onto something there.
I think so.
I think you're onto something. I don't know if there's a medical condition yet, but, you know,
I think we should try to get a government grant. $10 billion government grant to study sexual,
sexual Tourette's?
Tourette's, yeah.
I don't know. You did have some playtime with a woman with Tourette's.
And yeah.
I did not see that visually, but I know this
whole
story.
Last time I talked
story.
To her, I'm going to say 6 months ago.
Right.
She was going to come over, and I was going to do her on air. But she was recovering from a broken ankle, and she can't climb the steps to the house.
Oh, that's true. Oh,
so,
my God, that'd be terrible.
I have to reach out to her again, get her in here. She said she'd love to do that. And that was an experience.
You said you were in this studio,
this room.
And she was so loud, you
oh
said.
My God, oh, my God. I thought the cops were going to come.
Yeah.
I could have sworn the neighbors were going to.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah, stuff she was saying. We'll have to put a special warning out before that show. But anyway.
Oh, my God.
But, like, okay, so. You know, more recently you've dabbled a little heavier, I'll say, than previous years into the BDSM world.
Yeah, we've been over that quite a bit.
Yeah, we've been over it.
The bondage and the teasing.
I think we get new listeners all the time. So
flogged, yeah. That's, the flogging, I think, I found very so erotic, especially when I had an orgasm when our friends up there at the party flogged the bottoms of my feet. And that was just, I've never felt that kind of an orgasm before. So it was, I felt like.
How would you describe that kind of an orgasm?
It was primal. It was so much more primal than when you ate my pussy and you make me come. That's more sensual. There's a lot more. I could feel my body responds differently.
Okay.
It's kind of like, I can feel my juices flow more with you and your tongue like plays around my clit, mm-hmm. and I can feel like my juices start to like ebb like into your mouth. But see, that's more sensual. What's going on there?
Okay.
So the other one's like much
describe
more.
Describe the primal.
Primal.
Got me. You sparked my interest with
you're, that. It's more forceful because you're being flogged like the bottoms of the feet. So my vagina and my clit and all that isn't really involved as much, and there's not the lubrication because the sensation is coming from my feet.
Is it more
feet.
Like a sudden, all of a sudden orgasm versus a build?
It's a build. It's definitely a build.
Oh, there's
it's,
a build to
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it's. Okay. I've never had an orgasm like that before. I don't know if I could. We could duplicate that. It would have to be him because you have to be very skilled with the flogging and to achieve that level. And I'd.
Okay.
Oh wow, that would be really fantastic. This is the most unusual orgasm because there was no. I don't. How much well, again, actual was sex like was going
thing.
On?
That it wasn't like the first thing that went on either.
No.
There was a build up. Yeah. Okay.
But the flogging of that. The feet, but there's nothing else going on. There's not a dick in me. There's not a dick in my mouth. It's him and just doing my feet, and that's it. That it's almost like masturbation with my feet instead of my pussy.
Okay,
you know, because it's just him and my feet, and that's it. Like he was my vibrator.
So let me ask you this: would that be considered type of a foot fetish?
Oh hell yeah! Oh, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah, maybe I do have a bit of a foot fetish. I didn't.
Not in
a visual way, but no, that sensation.
Not in the stereotypical way of like someone worshiping feet or what
your
feet
licked.
No. But
well, I do like having my feet licked.
Do you?
My toes.
I know you like your foot rubbed.
Oh yeah, that works too.
I do that when I can, like when I'm eating your pussy.
Yeah, I know. I love that when you rub it. It's like, oh god, that's so good.
All right, I have to pace myself with you because I make you come too quick, and then
yeah, then I'm like, then I can't. I don't rebound like I used to. You know what I'm saying? I just don't rebound.
According to you, the orgasms I give you are stronger than the average orgasm.
I'm like so wiped out. Why do you do that to me? Stop.
Yeah. So, hey, even the women at the party say that. They're like,
oh yeah, you can't. I can't freaking move. So that's
whatever. So yeah, but yeah. So fetish is the one thing. Again, being in the lifestyle, I think if you have desires to experience other things other than the norm of normal intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
I think swinging is where you want to be.
Oh, God, yeah, because you can experience, first of all, so many different people, so many different techniques, so many different backgrounds.
Well,
and they bring that all to the table and fetishes.
If one or both of the people in the relationship come to the realization that one or both are bisexual.
Right.
Well, you know, okay, you can't be bisexual and be in a monogamous relationship. You can, but you're not going to be bisexual, you know? I mean, I guess the closest you could get would be your wife could put a strap on and have sex with you. But she's still not getting the bisexual treatment because you don't have a pussy.
That's true, but
I'm just saying, stating what I think is the obvious, you know, if you both come to the realization that you're both bisexual or even one of you, you're going to have to play with others.
Yeah, he's going to want to
state in the obvious.
Yeah, just bring whatever the other person is interested in. Now, well, that may not necessarily be in a threesome kind of organization. I mean, one might just go off with their respective mate.
They're either going to cheat.
Oh yeah.
Or B, you have to be swingers.
Yeah.
You know, and just because you're on a swinger site without your mate doesn't make you a swinger; makes you a cheater.
I agree.
And you know, unless you have a signed note from your partner saying you're allowed to do it, you're a cheater. Plain and simple. Yeah. And that's your world.
Yeah, you know,
we've had people approach us and like, well, I'm really married. My wife, you know, I'm in a loveless marriage, whatever. It's like, dude, or we haven't had a lady yet, but dude, it's like, you're not going to hurt our relationship, you know? You're just fucking up your life.
Yeah,
we don't try to play with married men that play single, but it has happened.
It has happened, and
it's just like we're comfortable in our relationship, you know, and people don't realize that it's like your wife finds out and she comes here and it's like he came here, we didn't go to him, you know,
Doesn't affect us, so
yeah.
Yeah, I just feel bad, you know.
Oh, it shouldn't happen.
No,
don't get me wrong, but you know, again, someone could tell you they're single. You don't know.
You don't really. Sometimes, you know, you meet them and they seem really nice, and then they don't divulge that until like later.
90% of the time, we don't ask.
Yeah, it's really not none our of job. My business, mm-hmm. but, you know, I...
No, it's not our world.
No. No, I mean, it'd be nice if they were honest, but right. I understand why they want to keep it, you know, yeah. down low. I get
so,
it.
Okay, so now that you're stoned and, and lightly buzzed,
okay,
what are any other fetishes you want to maybe explore? Because you've done some role-playing.
Yeah, you have to be in a certain mindset to do that and really, really be into the role to make it sexy, to really get to immerse yourself more into it.
Okay.
Into a role play. And sometimes it's fun. Sometimes it's at a crest I think somebody would like. And some you have to just indulge them more so you can really enjoy like what they're trying to achieve. So, but.
Yeah, I'm not a good actor.
No, I try not to like act it, but I. All those emotions are always usually there. It's just a matter of bringing them to the surface.
Like, yeah, but I mean, yeah, you have to have, I think to be a good role player, and I could be wrong,
mm-hmm.
You have to have whatever role you're trying to play, you kind of have to have that fantasy.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree.
So if you have that fantasy, I can see we can get into that role. Unless you're a good actor, you know. But again, you're not going to necessarily achieve an orgasm or an erection mm-hmm. or whatever if you can't get into that role.
Yeah.
I mean, again, talking just for people into role playing.
That's what I would, you know, imagine. The more you're into that role and you immerse yourself into that whole whatever that is that you're trying, you know, whatever that character is you're trying to sure. to be. Mm-hmm. So and it might... what am I trying to say here?
I'm not sure.
I'm not sure either now. I'm so sorry. at what point, though, does the role play become fake? And I guess I don't role play to that point, so I don't know. I don't really immerse myself that much into any role that somebody might want.
Well, I think it depends on how much you're into that fantasy.
Mm.
Okay? I mean, a young guy who has a fantasy, let's say, to fuck his stepmom. Yeah, if that's really a fantasy, you know, let's paint the perfect scenario. Let's pretend mm-hmm. he had a stepmom who was hot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he never tried it. We met somebody actually wanted to fuck their mom or had written to us one time.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And anyway, I'm not going to mention names yeah. or whatever. But
doesn't matter. Yeah, he's yeah, had this but, huge yeah, true mommy fetish.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you're into it, I think it might be easier for you to accomplish what you want. But, you know, like, yeah, that kind of stuff doesn't do it for me, you know? I mean, I wouldn't have any success then, you know, trying to pretend to, I mean, you and I are, you know, 6 years apart,
mm-hmm.
you know, so for me to pretend just because you're older than me that you're my mom or stepmom just isn't going to work.
No,
you know?
It's a little too close. Little, yeah. So,
but,
yeah.
But, you know, you've played with plenty of young guys, you know, you oh. have that one guy who's, yeah, here seems like he's usually here every Monday. He's 24. He's 27.
I thought he was 27.
Is he 27? Okay. Anyways, his 20s. Yeah. Okay. So, well, there's a fantasy in itself,
mm-hmm.
being the cougar.
Yeah, that was he's had asked me to fulfill like a bucket list for him. He said, "Yeah, I've never done. You know, I never had a 69, so I definitely gave him that experience, and that was fun and you know exciting, and he loved that." So there's so many things that he just like could actually like mark off his list, you know, never 69. Oh, I want to do anal. And so I gave him that experience. And it was really cool that I could just fulfill that. Mm-hmm. It was almost like I could be sure. like a mentor. So it was kind of like a, in a weird way, mother-ish. Is that like too creepy? Like I'm get guidance. I'm giving him
we'll
the guidance.
We use a stepmother term. How's that?
Okay. Stepmother-ish.
But,
you know.
Like, it's almost like.
I'm the
told
teacher.
The story about when you were 17 mm-hmm. and you broke that guy's cherry at your karate class.
Yep.
You know, it's kind of the same thing.
Exactly the same thing. That's exactly
a little more age difference between them, but.
Well, the second time, yeah, a lot more age difference. He's less than half my age.
Yeah.
But there's still that, that like I remember when I was with that younger kid when I was 17, that, it was a learning moment. It really was, you know. And he was, oh, man, I'm sorry. My mouth is really dry. Give me one second here.
Okay, yeah, have a sip.
Sorry, guys.
No, No, I understand. Now, see, that's a fetish I understand if I was a young guy, because I've always been attracted to more mature women.
Right, right.
I've always found it older women hotter to me than the women that are my age group. Now that I'm in the older group, now I find women my age group fine. But like when I was in my 20s, women in the 30s, 40s, or whatever, mm-hmm. I found a lot hotter. Not all of them, mm-hmm. the ones that kept themselves well.
No, there's nothing sexier than a more mature, in shape, you know, older woman. Mm-hmm. You know, one who really takes, I mean, when I was 20, it was a lot easier. I mean, come on, I'm 20. I should look like I'm 20. But
sure.
Yeah. At 63, it's like, all right, you got to, you know, you have to work out a little bit more. You might have to, you know, eat a little better. Sure. And, you know, you want to keep yourself healthy so you can enjoy all these, you know, crazy sexual activities. You know what I'm saying?
Hopefully, yeah.
Don't have a heart attack.
Don't have to stretch and all that beforehand.
You know, probably should.
Well, I'm not arguing that, you know.
There are times I'm like, oh, God, I got to stretch before I'm with this youngster.
Yeah. Sometimes not just your mouth, you have to stretch everything.
Oh, I have to stretch everything.
Yeah. But
holy cow.
Yeah, I mean, so you've explored BDSM.
Mm-hmm.
You've explored bisexuality.
Yes, absolutely.
You enjoy that. You don't get to do that as much as you would like.
No, not nearly as much.
Yeah. So you've done a cougar thing?
Yeah, but the guys, like, definitely.
And you've even done older guys.
Yes. I think there's like one gentleman who's 10 years older than me.
Or so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Still in good shape. Still can do it. Still can get it up. Yeah. So God bless him.
Even the little fantasy of someone you went to school with that had a crush on you.
Yes, but that wasn't just a fantasy.
I fulfilled that fantasy.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It was somebody.
Well, he actually hasn't fucked you, has he?
No, you were really, really drunk that night.
I blacked out again.
Oh, he definitely stopped doing that.
I know, tell you.
You missed it. I had him standing here, and I was, I sucked him off. It was great. I was like, you know, I don't want to say face fucked, but it was a nice, vigorous, you know, got his dick really in my mouth really nice. And, you know, I thought you were watching the whole thing. I'm like, oh,
I'm thinking
Vince is going to be loving this. And then he, like, didn't remember. I was like, damn it.
No.
Both of us were like, oh, you missed it. It was facial. It was all over me. And I was like, you missed it.
Yeah, blacked out again.
I want to smack you.
I have to really limit my drinking.
You really do.
Yeah. So, which I have been. So,
jeez.
Yeah.
Gave you a great show and don't remember.
Well, he and I get along so well.
I was
drinking.
Yeah,
with him
problem.
Beforehand, so.
I was so proud. Like that is one I wish I had on video because it was the gigantic load. I'm so pissed at you.
See, that's the problem with him because of his occupation or occupations.
Right.
He can't do that. Mm. So that's only one you get to do for fun, not for.
That's fine. Yeah. I can just talk about it and how much I loved it.
There you go. So, So what other ones have you done? And any other, like, that would check off people's boxes? You've done ass eating. We've talked about that.
Okay, that's a little strange fetish, you know. Of course, the usual feet, and we've been over that. So I don't think there's that many boxes I could check off. I unless I could be wrong, maybe somebody could say, hey, wait a minute, have you ever tried X? I'm like, wait a minute.
Well, you really haven't done... I haven't done DP.
DP, I would like to, like I said, I like to try that.
Well, now that you're really into anal, you'll appreciate DP more.
I think so.
Yeah. Back then when that one happened, both those guys weren't overly gifted.
But it did happen, but it just didn't happen in a...
Yeah, it wasn't the way...
It should be, yeah.
You've never done a gangbang per se.
No, I was only with those three guys with the same name.
Yeah.
Is that a gangbang?
But even then, that was not, but they were, it was like one at a time. It was, well, no, you were sitting on one guy and blowing the
two. I just looked at the video recently. Yeah. I was agile. Those videos are, 8 years old.
Minimum.
Yeah, 8 or 10. I just looked at the video. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah.
So I was a lot younger. Mm-hmm. Damn it, I want to do that again.
You weren't into anal then. You could have been DP. You could have been hermetically sealed.
Out. Damn it.
Yeah. And those were three guys you could have done it with and still be comfortable.
Yeah. Yeah. I was looking at the video, but I got down on my knees and I was able to jerk off one and then switch around and like blow the other one. And then
I'm thinking.
You can get up. Oh my God. I don't know if I could do that now. I don't know if I could do that now.
You could do it
now. I would have to really.
You say
stretch.
That beforehand, but like once things get moving, you're like, come on, motherfuckers, let's go, you know?
God.
You know, like you haven't done two black eyes yet at
one time? No, I haven't. Vince, I'm missing out on things.
Tell me about it.
God damn it.
I've missed so much.
Oh.
I can't even begin to list my stuff. Anyway.
Well, we'll have to see what we can do about that.
Yeah, I'm okay with it. I've done plenty of other things that I sit back and go, oh, I don't want to do that again. So anyway. The premise of the show was about the nice thing about the swinging world is you can explore fetishes a lot easier.
Yes, absolutely.
If you're in the lifestyle.
It's a lot more giving. Yeah,
and if you're not in the lifestyle and you have these fetishes, you can explore them better. I mean, not that you can't try to explore them with your significant other. It's just going to make it more difficult if your fantasy is to do a threesome, whether you're the man, want to do it with two women, your wife and another woman, or you want to do it with another man and you banging your wife or whatever basically at that point you're stepping into swinging world anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
you might say it's a one-time thing, but you know what? 2 months down the road, you're like, honey, I really want to do that again. So you know what? It's like, if you're not going to go into it, my suggestion is don't do it.
Yeah. Then, like you said before, that it's not, if you're doing it on the side, then it's not swinging, it's cheating. Yeah. I get it.
Yeah. And I'd be curious to hear how many people did that. Like, well, my wife wanted to do two guys. So I got my friend and he and I banged her. And then like a month later, she's like, I really want to do that again, but not him. I want to do a different guy. And how many people got into swinging that way?
I would say quite a few. You know, you started with the close friend. And
if that's your story, if that's a story you're offering, I mean, not you, but listeners, please write us. I'd love to hear about it. We won't use your name. Email us at hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. Love to hear your story. We'll share your story, but not your name.
That's fair enough.
Not your email, not anything, not your social security number, not your... where you work or whatever. But I just think it'd be interesting to hear people's story. I mean, and honestly, that's how we got into swinging is I expressed my fetish of wanting to see you with somebody else.
Yeah, you actually, we've said this before. Yes, you were already had been a swinger with your ex. Mm-hmm. And then you kind of, this is what I want. I want to see you do that. And it was weird at first, though, I have to admit. I thought that was really strange.
No, but for like the first 3 years, all you did, this is really weird.
This is really weird.
You're like, hey, I'm inviting so-and-so over.
Yeah.
Do you mind? I'm like, no, go ahead. And you're like, all right.
I just felt it just because you allowed me to, you could look at a guy and be like, man, I really, really want to fuck him. In any other relationship, I would be like, what the fuck am I thinking? But with you, I'm like, you know, I can tell you, man, that guy right there, I really, really want to fuck him. And you'd be all over it.
Yeah,
you'd be,
go ahead, make it work.
Yeah, in fact, if I didn't do that, you'd be like, why?
Yeah.
Why are you?
I encourage you more than you encourage yourself.
Yeah, he goes, you always tell me that, God, I wish you were really slutty. Why can't you be more slutty? Yeah. I'm like,
yesterday you played with a gentleman. You haven't seen him in a while. He's a great guy. We have fun hanging out.
A lot of fun.
And everything else. But you had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think one of the things that added yesterday's video, I just put the camera on a tripod and walked away.
Yeah, so it was
so
like,
when it's all sudden, I think everyone performs better when they don't feel the pressure being watched.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
So, but, and you were
fired up all day after that.
I know I was, wasn't I? You know, cool thing was, is I knew you were down the deck. I knew that you didn't know exactly what was going on.
Yep.
But the fact you said you could hear us,
yeah,
I thought was so erotic. I was like, oh, my God. I was wondering, like, what you heard and, like, what we would have been doing up there when you heard that.
I only heard muffled, like, oh. You know, I couldn't hear. I didn't hear you, like, you know, get your foot out of my ass. I didn't hear that.
Oh, you didn't hear that. No. Okay, that's probably a good thing.
Yeah, but
like, I haven't seen the video yet, so I'll be curious to critique and see.
Yeah, video.
It was as erotic when I was actually going through it and revisiting all those emotion.
Yeah.
When you rewatch it, sometimes it's almost like you get to experience it again in a weird way. I'm like, get off of my own porn. Is that like really disgusting or what?
That's a fetish too, being videotaped, as we know. Voyeurism, exhibitionism. Again, things you have done to, you know, when you were a dancer, you were an exhibitionist then.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Obviously, you can't be a dancer, not be an exhibitionist. You know, like you say, you enjoy even watching me make these other women come. And
oh, my God, that's... that's pretty freaking hot. I'm like inside I'm almost like, oh, I'm so proud. That's my husband. He's so wonderful. Please enjoy him.
You sit there waiting for them to tell you thank you. Tell you how lucky
it's,
you are.
That's such a rush.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many again, and there's no reason to be jealous.
No.
I mean,
are you kidding me?
You haven't ever seen me. No, this is me, not other men. We've seen other men that you know that a woman could be jealous of. Like the guy who tries to make 3 play dates every day.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Yes, yes.
It's like, really, dude, stop trying to overcompensate for
whatever. You
don't want to admit you're gay. my opinion. It's a lot of fun. And it adds to, you know, we've told more people that being in the lifestyle adds to our relationship. And they're like, what?
I was really feeling that last night. Yeah, I was so fired up after being with my playmate. And then, like, all last night, and I was like, we were, like, grinding. And, oh, my God, you made me come so hard. And, again, and I hate you. And stop doing that.
And then this morning we wake up.
And we get up. I'm cuddly with you.
I'm making coffee. And you're like,
I'm
like,
coming up hugging you, kissing on you.
We're going to go back in the bedroom right now. I'm making coffee first. I got to wake up.
Makes the dogs crazy. Yeah. I just felt like more drawn to you. I just want to like kiss you. And yeah, it's like I saw your like arm or whatever.
Okay, we're going to end this podcast.
We're going to go up there. I'll get my pussy eaten again and have some like another awesome orgasm.
Or two, or three, or four, or five.
Brains out. I think we should end this podcast. I'm going to take you upstairs, you silly man.
Anyway, so actually, yeah, we've bored these people enough. It's almost 40 minutes. So. But anyway, so yeah, we just want to explore the different fetishes and how being in the lifestyle makes it easier to explore what you may or may not like.
I think we've been over that, yes.
Yeah, and you have a lot more people that will help you with it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you want to get into BDSM, it's easier access to find people that can, like you went through, teach you, you know, and do it right, not
do
just
right.
Someone like, well, I went just to
smack you around. Yeah, it's like,
I went to Home Depot and I bought some rope and I'm going to tie you up. And, like, you know, there's a trick to it all to make sure anyway.
Everybody has to be safe.
Yeah,
yes.
Just make sure everyone you deal with, especially in the BDSM world, is trained and is safe and is someone you can trust. So anyway, okay, I think that's enough. You're still stoned. You're half-eyed.
I want to take you upstairs.
Okay. You don't have to tell me twice.
All right. Let's go.
So thank you all. Again, check out all our links. Check out the magazine, 50 Shades of Pleasure. Emails if you want to reach out to us with ideas, statements, or whatever at hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. See who Donna is doing at hotwifedonnalynn.com.
Thank you.
And,
I don't know if I could get that out. My mouth is so dry. It's like...
Okay. So anyway, let's go upstairs and make your mouth wet.
Oh, right. Okay. That sounds good.
Thanks, everyone.
Good night, everybody.